Evolution debunked. Only humans possess neshama. Biblical proof unveiled. Only humans, not animals, are endowed with neshama, direct from God. Humans are a unique species, related explicitly to their Creator. God's plan, His why create the universe and humanity, involves transforming every free-willed human into kings, queens, and priests. God had to equip humans to accomplish this program. How does He accomplish this feat? By giving each human the immaterial neshama and ruach. In the last chapter, we saw God breathed the breath, H5397, the breath of life, into the first human. In biblical Hebrew, that's neshama.
If you listen to Sam, you will hear the explanation.
This is chapter 11 from the book Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life, from the explanation with Sam Kneller. God and only humans on earth possess neshama. Neshama isn't just any breath. It's unique. The Bible affirms that God alone gives neshama, inhabiting every human being, but humans alone, as we shall see. Job 33 verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath, Strong's H5397, the breath of the Almighty has given me life. The Almighty has given only humans some of His own neshama, His possession. Remember, we discussed humans being God kind. God created humans in His image. He did so by placing a portion of Himself in each one of us through the neshama of life, the breath of life. I use a small n because we possess a minute human portion. Our destiny is to inherit neshama with a capital N, and that's when we are transformed into kings, queens, and priests. Job 27 verse 3. All the while, my breath, says Job, H5397, my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. Job was a wise man with a spiritual understanding of neshama. He knew he possessed it, unlike most people today. He also knew the Spirit of God animated him. This is fundamental psychological knowledge of what a human being is, confirmed by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 42 verse 5. Thus says God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, He that gives breath, H5397, He that gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Another context revealing God gives neshama and spirit to all on earth. He is an inclusive God. All people are His creation, and He has a purpose for each one of us. We are living a given instant in that creation plan, but there's much more to come. Job 32 verse 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration, H5397, the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Both the Almighty and humans possess neshama. And this verse states that neshama, an immaterial essence, confers certain attributes associated with understanding on humans. That's precisely what we'll learn in the following chapters. Can you see how the English word breath is far short of expressing what neshama really is? The Job 32 verse 8 translation, inspiration, is closer. As it says in that same verse, of the Almighty. I think a better translation of neshama would be divine essence, the Almighty's breath. Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that has breath, H5397, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. This verse is the last verse in the final psalm. It finalizes the entire book. To highlight its importance, this is the only occurrence of neshama related to humans in the entire 150 Psalms. It ends God's plan for humanity and opens up a new era, revealing a state of peace, prosperity, and unity between all beings with their Creator, Savior, and God. All in that position will possess God-oriented neshama, and as a result, will know God and be able to praise Him. Instead of breath, translate it into divine essence. Isn't that clearer? Only humans possess neshama, not animals. Now it's time to debunk evolution. Above, we see clearly that God shared His neshama with humans. On no occasion does the Bible say animals possess this divine essence. In fact, God's word reveals that animals do not possess neshama. Joshua 10:40 and chapter 11, verses 11 and 14. Chapter 10, verse 40. So Joshua, on entering the promised land, Joshua smote all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the vale, and of the springs, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, H5397, neshama, all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. Chapter 11, verse 11. And they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not any left to breathe, H5397, not any left to breathe, and he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the spoil of these cities, and the cattle, the children of Israel, took for a prey to themselves. But every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. H5397. In this episode, as the children of Israel entered the promised land, they utterly destroyed all the souls, chapter 11, verse 11, with neshama, breath, as it's translated here. But they took the cattle for prey. If they destroyed all those with neshama and kept the cattle alive, then, by deduction, cattle do not have neshama. Furthermore, cattle breathe. Therefore, the meaning of neshama cannot be limited to breathe. There is something humans possess, given by Yahweh, breathed into them that animals do not have. It is neshama, and it behooves us to know what this is. Neshama differentiates humans from animals. This understanding is also the solution to the hard problem of consciousness, which is how the mind evolved from the lesser, almost non-existent animal state to the far superior human state. Well, it didn't evolve at all. God gives only humans neshama. Animals do not possess neshama. This vital knowledge totally differentiates humans from animals and explains the impassable chasm separating them. Do you realize the impact of this Bible comprehension on philosophy, religion, and sciences like social behavior, which studies animals to understand why humans act the way we do? Do you see that saying chimps and humans share 98.8% of their physical DNA completely omits the fact that chimps do not possess neshama, but only humans do? Do you see why we first have to establish what consciousness and mind are before we can transform our minds and upgrade our lives? Read the story of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4 in Mind-Body Problem Solved, or see the video. Nebuchadnezzar, who lost his understanding for 7 years and was transformed into an animal. God performed these miraculous transformations of Nebuchadnezzar's mind. He removed Nebuchadnezzar's neshama and then reinstalled it 7 years later. Without neshama, one is not human. Watch or read chapter 22 of the book Mind-Body Problems Solved, because a controversial verse in Genesis 7:22 seems to indicate animals do possess neshama, and it is important you understand the correct meaning of this verse. Animals do not possess this unique spirit. More evidence: only humans possess neshama. We'll end this chapter by comparing how Strong defined H995 understanding and H5397 neshama erroneously. H995, bane, a primitive root, to separate mentally or distinguish, i.e., generally understand. Now, look at Strong's definition of neshama and see if you can catch the error. H5397, neshama, a puff, wind, angry, or vital breath, divine inspiration, intellect, or, concretely, an animal. The error is "or concretely an animal." James Strong confused humans with animals. Darwin published On the Origin of Species in 1859 and The Descent of Man and Selection in Relation to Sex in 1871. Strong finished his concordance in 1890. So it is possible this supposed scientific knowledge influenced him. Together with the unheard-of understanding of neshama, I'm amazed at how little, not to say nothing, exists about this vital entity even today. Theology is silent. To drive home Strong's H995 reference to separate mentally or distinguish only humans from all other life forms, notice that H996, The very next biblical Hebrew word after H 995, understanding, in Job 32 verse 8, is identical in Hebrew. Just compare the Hebrew letters. H996 means between or space between, as you can see in Genesis 1:4 concerning the opposition between darkness and light. Neshama distinguishes only humans and puts light years between them and all other living creatures. We have now established how God equipped only humans to function with neshama, consciousness, awareness, and understanding. That's where mental health begins. We must let God's word reveal how consciousness and mind, neshama and ruach, two immaterial spirits, work together. That is the prerequisite and basis for knowing what practical steps must be taken to nurture and heal the human mental capacity. We cannot apply human evolutionary therapy with dreams of full success when humans are not the result of evolution. Humans are a unique species, the only ones with God's neshama. We will move on to the practical how to nurture and heal only when we understand this base. Join the Value for Value Bible course to reach the God-intended meaning of Scripture based on 7 keys to master Biblical Hebrew with no fuss. TheExplanation.com/challenge. Thanks for watching. Watch this video now of the next chapter of Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life.